Hello, I'm Frank Wright, President and CEO of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Welcome to Truths That Transform. We are putting aside the program we had planned for you today because I need to speak to you candidly during these unprecedented times. First, I want you to know that you are in our prayers as we all cope with the coronavirus outbreak. These are trying times for the health of our nation, both physically and economically. Whatever your situation right now, as we await a return to some semblance of normalcy, the inspired words of the Apostle Paul remain true. He said, "The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And during this unusual time, this ministry is facing its own challenges. The reality is we are facing some difficult decisions, and we may be forced to cut back drastically on the TV channels this program appears on unless something changes. On this program, we will hear some inspiring words from Dr. Kennedy, and we'll show you some of the exciting things we are involved in that you may not even know about. But as we begin, I've asked our Director of Creative Production, John Rabe, who produces this program, to join me to shed light on the current challenge we face. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Frank. We are, of course, appropriately socially distanced during this very strange time that we're all living through.
Yes, indeed. I hadn't thought about that. That's generally true. We are uncomfortably close to each other.
That's right.
Well, John, the coronavirus has touched everything, it seems, and distracted us, though, from some very important things. This is a critical year in the life of our nation, is it not?
It really is. And as you point out, Frank, all of our lives have been pretty much consumed by this coronavirus pandemic that we've been dealing with. And yet it comes at a difficult time. It comes at an important time in the history of this ministry where we have television contracts coming up very quickly in May even for negotiation, and in our nation where in the year 2020 we will be heading to the polls in November for a national election, a presidential election. That has, for the moment, receded a little bit to the background, but it's going to be in the foreground again very quickly.
You could even say it's a generational election that stands before us, one that will affect not just the next 4 years, could be the next 4 decades.
I think that's very true. When you look at some of the major issues, Frank, up until very recently, an avowed socialist was on the verge of capturing a major party's presidential nomination with the support of millions of people knowingly casting a vote for someone who is a socialist. You add to that the court vacancies that we've seen. President Trump has been able to nominate and get confirmed a number of excellent conservative, constitution-believing judges, but there are still more than 70 openings that remain, and there will be more openings, certainly, that the next president will fill, whoever that is. Whatever happens in this election is going to determine the direction of the country for generations to come. And so this is not a time to retreat. This is a time that we need to move forward with biblical truth.
And John, that's the thing that concerns me most right now, because the reach that we have, the reach of our broadcast platform, is critical to having an influence to get people informed and motivated to help be part of this seminal election. Now, when people give to this ministry, it's fair for them to ask, where do our donations go? I'll bet most people aren't really aware of what's the greatest single expense we have as a ministry.
I think you're right, Frank. And the reality is our single greatest expense by far is airtime to put this program on the air and our other program, the Coral Ridge Hour. Putting these programs on stations, especially on secular stations, is very expensive, and yet it's also critical. It's the way that we get the Word of God out to people who are not necessarily already Christians. It's the way that we persuade unbelievers, we are able to preach the gospel on this platform and apply biblical truth to every area of life, including a lot of very contentious issues in our society. This ministry puts on two weekly national television programs, this one, Truths That Transform, and another program we do, the Coral Ridge Hour. We put both of those programs together with a hands-on crew of about 10 people, and that includes you as the host. If you watch the credits on any television program, any news program, anything that you can find, watch the credits and see how many names scroll by. We do it with about 10 people who are actually hands on the program. We do this very efficiently. We do this very leanly. But the bottom line is we need the help to get the product out there. We can make it efficiently. But in order to broadcast it, it takes money. And the fact is we need people to stand with us so that this message continues to go out.
John, thanks for being with us for this morning to help our viewers and donors understand the need that we have and the importance of standing with us at this hour. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Frank. It's my pleasure.
God has indeed given us a unique megaphone for this message. In keeping with Dr. Kennedy's mission, we broadcast biblical truth as it touches upon every sphere of life. But God uses means to accomplish that, and you are one of those means. You have an opportunity to be used of God, and we cannot do this without you. Our nation is clearly at a turning point, and the direction we choose in November will affect our children and grandchildren and generations to come. There simply is not another ministry on national television dealing with issues like abortion, transgenderism, same-sex marriage, Islam, socialism, immigration, and a host of other key issues, all from a biblical perspective. And in addition, we are also broadcasting evidence for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, refuting Darwinian evolution, presenting arguments for the existence of God, and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ on secular television outlets. But if we do not hear from you with your support, we're going to have to substantially cut back on our broadcast outlets. You may even lose us on the channel you're watching right now. We are so mindful that many of our faithful donors are facing significant challenges of their own right now. I would not even consider making this request if our situation were not so urgent. So please, prayerfully consider whether you can make a special gift to help us continue standing for truth and defending your freedom. This is no time to retreat. With your help, we will continue to make our programs available to the broadest possible audience. We pray God's hand of blessing, health, and protection on each one of you. And if you can help, simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. I simply cannot overstate how vital it is that Christian truth be proclaimed at this time in our nation's history. Our founder, Dr. D. James Kennedy, understood that better than anyone. He shares more in this portion of one of his most stirring messages, Will the Church Forget?
My question today is, will the church forget? Will the church forget what you and they and a great many thousands of others fought for, and what some gave the last full measure of devotion to defend? For the principles upon which this nation was founded, of liberty and not license, of godliness and piety and morality, this is what this nation was built upon. Will those things be forgotten? Alas, dear friends, I'm afraid that not only will they, will the church forget them, to a large degree the church has already forgotten them. Does it make any difference? Well, how about Reverend Jonas Clark? You all remember Jonas Clark, don't you? You've forgotten old Jonas already. Alas and alack. And we owe so much to Jonas. If it weren't for Jonas, you wouldn't be here today. He was a pastor. He was a very influential pastor. He was truly a parson. Now, the word parson comes from the word person. He was the person in a little town called Lexington. And he was, as was the case so often then, one of the few people, or sometimes the only person, who had an education beyond high school. And so, therefore, he was the parson. He was the most influential man in town. Most of the people attended his church. One particular night, he was having dinner with some folks that you will remember, like John Hancock, Samuel Adams. It was a very distinctive night because it was the night when Paul Revere made his famous ride. And these two great patriots asked him the question. The question was, if war came, would the people of Lexington fight? And what did Jonas Clark say? Oh, my goodness gracious me, oh my. We've never talked about such things as fighting for our liberties. I don't know. I'd have to give this some consideration. That's not what he said. He said, when asked, would the people of Lexington fight? The Reverend Jonas Clark said, I have trained them for just that. And the next day, the shot heard round the world was fired in the parking lot of his church, only a few yards from his parsonage. And the people that were killed were members of his congregation. And Reverend Jonas Clark looked down with great anguish on the bodies of those who had died and made this statement, which we should never forget. From this day will be dated the liberty of the world. It began in a church. We are involved in a great conflict for the soul of this nation, for the soul of the world, and many are spectators on the side. Ah, dear one, Christ wants you to be a soldier for Him. Pray that God will fill you with intensity to do whatever you can to become involved, to get out of the bleachers and onto the field and become a participant in the greatest struggle in the history of the world. A struggle for goodness, a struggle for godliness, a struggle of Christ against Satan. That is the battle that we are in. Here is where the battle is the hottest today. If we don't speak on them, who will?
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, we are in a battle for the soul of the nation. And if we do not speak out on these issues, who will? As we speak to you on this special program, our voice is at risk. We are in negotiations to renew our broadcast contracts on a number of outlets. But as our finances stand at this moment, we will be forced to cut some of those stations, perhaps even the one you're watching on right now. We really need your help to keep that from happening. Please join us in the fight for the soul of our nation and give a generous donation to help us maintain our broadcast outreach. As I record this program today, I am convinced that we will have to make significant cuts very soon if we don't hear from you. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or you can call toll-free 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. Our television programs are only one aspect of this ministry's work. Here's our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb with a closer look at the impact of D. James Kennedy Ministries.
Here is where the battle is the hottest today. If we don't speak on them, who will?
D. James Kennedy Ministries is literally standing up for the freedom of every Bible-believing church and organization across the nation.
It is a tremendous benefit to the church all over this country and frankly all over the world that D. James Kennedy Ministries continues to produce programs every single week that shine the light of Scripture, the light of the Gospel, the light of God's own truth on all of the major controversial issues of our day.
Those who support this ministry through their prayers and their gifts make all these things happen, including the weekly Truths That Transform television program.
I'm so thankful that the message of D. James Kennedy is still getting out through his television ministry and through his Bible, because he had so much to say to us. He was my mentor, actually, he didn't even know it, in helping me shape my worldview.
D. James Kennedy Ministries is also involved in training political leaders running for office with a comprehensive biblical worldlife view. Within months of the training, five graduates announced runs for the U.S. Congress in the 2020 elections.
I think it's great that some of us have already decided to run for Congress that have attended the Christian Statesman Leadership Training. Now nothing ever compares to the D. James Kennedy training, because this D. James Kennedy training was life-changing, and it wasn't just facts. I mean, it was God has anointed that training.
We need the people who are reflectors of the light of Christ to take the mantle to run into the halls of government, and the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership is imperative to executing that as a strategic mission.
Along with several other well-known, respected Christian ministries, D. James Kennedy Ministries has been falsely and slanderously labeled a hate group by the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, because of our biblical views on marriage and sexuality. In an age when the far left is trying to marginalize and silence Christians, this ministry has taken a stand. We have sued the SPLC in federal court for their falsehood, and our case is currently working its way through the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
The Southern Poverty Law Center started as an organization to track actual terrorist groups like the Ku Klux Klan and Nazi skinheads, but it soon morphed into a fundraising operation that has now cast basic Christianity as a form of hateful bigotry right alongside the Nazis. It's disgusting, it's dangerous. But D. James Kennedy Ministries stood up and said, we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to do this for everybody. You know, they're out there slugging it out for everybody. All the Christian organizations that are worried that they'd be bankrupted. D. James Kennedy is trying to bell the cat and reveal the real beliefs of the Southern Poverty Law Center and render them toothless for the future. And I applaud them for that.
I'm glad that D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing up to expose the hypocrisy, the psychological projection that the SPLC is involved in. Why? Because if they don't, who will?
David Gibbs III describes what the SPLC is doing to D. James Kennedy Ministries.
They don't agree with the positions of the organization, and so they're calling them a hate group with the intent to destroy. And we believe, even though we have a lot of free speech and our First Amendment does protect that right to speak, that there has to be reasonable limits. You can't lie with the intent to destroy an organization and, in our opinion, get away with it in America.
I really do commend D. James Kennedy Ministries for being, you know, bearers of light. And in moments of darkness, you all punch holes through the darkness with the truth.
The issues could not be more pressing at this time, especially during this pivotal election year.
Election 2020 is going to have huge impact for the future of our nation, for the courts, for the leadership of our military, for our government. And I think it's very important for Christians to recognize a few things. Number one, we need to register to vote. Number two, we actually need to vote. And by the way, churches, nonprofit organizations can do both of those. You can register people, you can drive people to the polls, you can organize your communities. But then I challenge to make sure that you vote intelligently.
Our mission has never been more important. In a year in which an avowed socialist nearly captured a major party presidential nomination, and where the coronavirus threat is being used by some to move us closer to socialism.
You have a whole new generation of Americans right now who believe socialism is great. They want us to be a socialist country.
I think all of us have been disturbed by polling data that shows that young Americans particularly seem to be very open, if not outwardly and completely supportive of socialism. When in fact, all over the world and throughout history, if young people were just being taught reality, they would know that socialism never works.
That's why D. James Kennedy Ministries needs to be here on this station to help get the word out in these unprecedented times. If we can mobilize the church to pray for true repentance and revival, and at minimum, to vote their biblical values, we could see enormous improvements in this country.
The numbers are clear that the number of people in America that identify as Christians is a majority of the country. If they just showed up and voted, they could win every election. There was a case several years back where the first open lesbian mayor of Houston wanted to censor all the sermons of all the pastors in Houston. When you look at it, the combined membership of those churches in Houston is multiple times more than what the vote count was that got this mayor elected in the first place. If they would just show up and vote. And I believe that the good Lord is watching each one of us.
And we could do none of this work without your help. So thank you. Through the years, the ministry has received much positive feedback as we work to show that the Bible applies to all of life, a view upon which Dr. Kennedy built his ministry.
I am so delighted that the legacy of Dr. Kennedy's work continues through the D. James Kennedy Ministries that go worldwide in influence and providing good content to raise up a whole new generation of faithful disciples of Christ.
D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth, standing for freedom, standing for the gospel, really standing up for all of us that care about America.
Forgive me if this sounds like bragging. I certainly don't mean that. But there is simply no other ministry doing the work that D. James Kennedy Ministries does. From broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ and the biblical worldview on nationwide television, to preparing Christian leaders to serve in government, from producing books, DVDs, and internet resources defending the Christian faith, to pressing our lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center and Amazon for their egregious anti-Christian activities. This ministry is unique and vital in America today. Yet I must be completely candid with you. Just as many of you have been affected by the shutdowns surrounding the coronavirus outbreak, the impact on us has been significant. Just at the time we are negotiating our next year of broadcasting with a number of television outlets, we face a stark economic reality that may require drastic cuts in our broadcast platform, which I assure you is the last thing I want to do. But if God has blessed you with the ability to give, and if you see the value, indeed the necessity, of this ministry as we approach the 2020 elections, which will be a watershed moment in our history, then I am asking you to help us. Please give a generous donation to help us maintain our broadcast presence, including on this very station you are watching. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. At this moment in American history, we need to be advancing the gospel and the biblical worldview, not retreating. Many television ministries focus on personal discipleship, and I thank God for them. But who is proclaiming biblical truth, touching on the great moral and ethical issues affecting our nation? Who is addressing our political leaders with God's word? Who is taking a stand for religious liberty, exposing bigoted organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center? Who is debunking scholars who deny the resurrection of Christ and the authenticity of the Bible? Who is dismantling the lies of Darwinian evolution? Who is training future government leaders in a biblical worldview, a constitutional framework, and in dealing with the media? By God's grace, D. James Kennedy Ministries does all this and more. God has given us a vast platform to be able to speak out, but He works through people. And those who give to this ministry are partners with us in every one of these efforts. We are a very efficient, lean organization. The vast majority of our income goes towards the airtime for our television programs, far more than salaries, equipment, or any other expense. So when you give, you are enabling us to continue broadcasting these hard-hitting, truth-speaking programs far and wide. Please help us. Help us to stay on this station and all our other outlets. Contact us right away with your most generous donation, and may God bless you as you do. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for this urgent, special edition of Truths That Transform. Please know how thankful to God we are for your partnership with us in the gospel and for any gift you can send today. We are praying for you and look forward to seeing you next time.
This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.